T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of the things, Kevin, as you were doing the talk show, filling in for Chris Moore on Sunday, I heard you had Nicole Molinaro, president and CEO of the Women's Shelter and Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh, on the importance, because of what's transpired with the stay-at-home orders, a heightened sense of anxiety and need for what they do. So on our DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, we welcome Nicole Molinaro. Appreciate your time this morning, Nicole. Thank you.
Larry and Kevin, thank you so much for having me on. We really appreciate it.
Nicole, the pandemic like this, causing a lot of people to readjust their schedules and their lifestyles. It's forcing families to shift their dynamics, causing a lot of people to draw much closer. Are you seeing an increase in incidents or calls regarding physical violence to the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh?
Right. Well, to give a little bit of a background, you know, internationally with pandemics, we've always seen an increase in violence against women in the home. So this is not unlike that. We have seen it in cities that are ahead of us and in countries that are ahead of us with COVID-19. And indeed, our police are seeing an increase in domestic violence related calls. Unfortunately, we've seen a bit of a decrease in actual ability to reach out for help. So some hotlines are experiencing a decrease in the amount of calls because people are with their abusers and less able to call in.
I didn't think about that component, but it makes perfect sense. High anxiety, right, for a situation like that. Nicole, many people hear of these and feel very sensitive to it and supportive. Yet I've also heard a lot of people say that they're shocked by the fact that many of the women somehow end up going back to that situation. It must be as much emotional and economic as anything, correct?
Right. Well, you know, there's a huge, you know, many reasons why victims will stay or return to abusive relationships. And really what we want to focus on is why somebody who batters uses that behavior, because it's intentionally controlling and manipulative power and control that's used within a relationship. And really, the burden should be placed upon the person who is using that behavior as opposed to the person who is the victim. With that said, we know there are tons of very valid reasons why people stay in abusive relationships or return to them, including finances, emotions. They're in love with that person. You believe that your partner can change. Lots of children, the risk of becoming homeless. 60% of people who are on the street, women who are on the street, homeless, were there originally because of domestic violence. So there are a lot of very valid reasons why victims stay in a relationship, but we really want to focus on the batterer's behavior, because that's really the person who needs to change their behavior.
Nicole Molinaro is the president and CEO of the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh. Nicole, in a situation like this, a lot of people are in close quarters, as we mentioned. What can someone do right now, like if they are in trouble, and how can they sort of alleviate the issue within the home in those tight quarters before they get help professionally?
Sure. Well, and just to back up just for a minute, I think we all have to remember that relationships exist along a spectrum. So there are healthy relationships, there are unhealthy relationships, and there are abusive relationships. We're not saying that a healthy relationship will just turn abusive. Certainly during these times of, you know, isolation with your family 24/7, there are going to be stressful times in healthy relationships. Healthy relationships are going to be very tested. But that's not really what we're talking about. What we're talking about is somebody who may feel fearful of their partner, a partner who is using, you know, emotional manipulation, psychological manipulation, physical abuse, any spectrum of behaviors against their partner in the house. So that's really what we're talking about. And basically, if you are wondering, am I in an abusive relationship, we really encourage you to reach out to a domestic violence program, if you can do so safely, to talk through it. Because if you were even thinking, am I being abused? More than likely you are. But to actually answer your question about what to do to alleviate violence in a home, you know, the violence is always the batterer's choice. The person who uses battering is making that choice. With that said, if you're in a home with somebody who is abusive, we really encourage victims to, you know, watch out for triggers. So if they typically know when their partner is being triggered, and they can sometimes know what triggers their partner, so try to stay away from those triggers. If their partner is getting agitated and escalated, if there is an ability to leave, for instance, a room that is filled with weapons, like a kitchen, for instance, can be filled with unintentional weapons. So get out of the kitchen. Try to move, if you can, towards an exit. If you have children who are of an age where they can call the police, have a code word so that the kids know, please call the police. You might want to have some sort of code word or signal with a neighbor or a friend to call the police if you're not in a position to be able to. So there are, you know, in some situations, different things that you can do. And in other situations, you know, things escalate too quickly and it's too dangerous. So we really do encourage individuals who are experiencing violence to call the police. The police will respond. If you are walking by a house and you hear something inside that sounds like somebody is in danger, call the police. That's probably the only benefit to having quieter neighborhoods these days, is that you can hear more going on in the apartment next door or in the home next door or across the street from you. So we really do encourage those who are around people experiencing abuse to reach out to them when it's safe, or to reach out to the police if you need to do so.
You mentioned the physical part, which is obvious. What about the mental component, Nicole? How would a woman able to battle that too?
So, and I'm glad that you asked about that, because so many people, men or women, don't think that they're being abused if it's not physical. And indeed, we hear so often that the emotional abuse, the psychological manipulation, everything that goes along with that is actually as bad, if not worse, than the physical violence. So we really, you know, if you are thinking that you're fearful of your partner, if you are thinking that they make you feel isolated, outside of this epidemic, of course, if your partner makes you feel devalued, if they make you feel disrespected, if they are just, you know, very mean in a manipulative way, that really is abuse. And we do encourage anybody who's experiencing that to reach out to a domestic violence program. It's so important to say that all domestic violence programs in your listening area are operating. We are open and we are operating. We know that there's an increase in stress and tension, which can cause abuse, but it certainly can help to escalate it. And we know that this is going on, and we are absolutely here for you.
WCSPittsburgh.org is the website. The hotline, 412-687-8008. Nicole Molinaro, President.
8005.
I'm sorry, 8005. I'm sorry, let me do that again. WCSPittsburgh.org and 412-687-8005. 412-687-8005. Nicole Molinaro, President, CEO of the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
And you had one extra note?
Oh, I did, actually. Thank you. I was just hoping to tell people about our Are You Safe app, which is Are You Safe, all one word, with the letters R and the letters U and the word safe, which is a free app. And also our email, which is outreach@wcspittsburgh.org.
We appreciate the work you do again, Nicole. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.